Welcome to episode 1408 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When we think of justice, we often think of punishment. Someone breaks the law. Someone must pay the price. Punishment is administered. Justice is done. But the Old Testament presents a different vision of justice. Look at how the law addresses theft in Exodus 22, verses 1 to 3.
Whoever steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. But if it happens after sunrise, the defender is guilty of bloodshed. A thief must certainly make restitution, but if he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft.
Notice what the law focuses on. The law does not simply say, the thief will be punished. The law says, the thief must make restitution. This is revolutionary. This is justice not as punishment, but as restoration. Justice is about making the victim whole again. It is about repairing what was broken. The law is clear. The thief must repay, not with a fine to the state, not with imprisonment, but with direct restitution to the victim. If someone steals an ox, they must repay 5 oxen. If someone steals a sheep, they must repay 4 sheep. The repayment is multiple times the original theft. Why multiple times? Because the victim has suffered. Because restoring what was taken is not enough. Because justice requires that the thief understand the seriousness of what they have done. But notice, the focus is on the victim becoming whole again, not on thieves being punished for their crimes. This is different from modern retributive justice, which focuses on punishing the offender. Retributive justice asks, what does the offender deserve? Restitutive justice asks, what does the victim need to be restored? The Old Testament law is focused on restoration. The law asks, how can the victim be made whole? How can the thief repair the harm they have caused? What does justice look like when it is focused on restoration rather than punishment? It means that the guilty party must do work to repair what they have broken. It means that the victim is cared for. It means that the community is involved in ensuring that restoration happens. Listen to more of the law in Exodus 22.
If someone steals a bull or a sheep and kills it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If the stolen animal is found alive in the thief's possession, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double.
The law is detailed. It addresses different scenarios. It requires proportional restitution. It ensures that the victim is compensated. And notice what happens if the thief cannot pay.
A thief must certainly make restitution, but if he has nothing, he must be sold to pay for his theft.
If the thief has no means to repay, they themselves become the means of repayment. They work to pay back what they have stolen. This is harsh by modern standards. But notice what it achieves. The victim is restored. The thief is made to work to repair the harm they have caused. Justice is not merely about punishment. It is about restoration. One of the most important aspects of this law is that it prioritizes the victim. The victim has lost something, has suffered harm, deserves restoration. The law ensures that this happens. The thief must repay. The community ensures the repayment is made. The victim is restored. This is radically different from a justice system that focuses entirely on punishing the offender. In such a system, the victim's loss is acknowledged but not repaired. The victim pays twice. Once for the theft itself, and once by bearing the cost of the justice system. But in the Old Testament system, the victim is restored. The victim receives compensation from the thief. The victim is made whole. This reflects something important about God's justice. God cares about the victim. God cares about restoring what was broken. God's justice seeks to heal the harm that has been done. Notice something else important about the Old Testament approach to theft. It involves the community. The theft does not happen in isolation. Someone notices it. Someone reports it. The community becomes involved in ensuring that justice is done. Listen to how the law addresses a case where a thief is caught. Exodus 22, verses 4 and 5.
If the stolen animal is found alive in the thief's possession, whether ox or donkey or sheep, he must pay back double. If a man grazes his livestock in a field or vineyard and lets them stray, and they graze in another man's field, he must make restitution from the best of his own field or vineyard.
The law is specific about how restitution is determined. There are witnesses. There is evidence. The community participates in determining what justice looks like. This means that theft is not a private matter between the thief and the victim. Theft is a community concern. The community has an interest in ensuring justice is done and that restoration happens. This creates accountability. It creates incentive for people not to steal, because they know the community will hold them accountable. It creates a system where restoration is prioritized. Why does the law require restitution instead of simply punishment? First, restitution restores the victim. The victim is made whole. The harm is repaired. Second, restitution teaches the thief. The thief must work to repay what they have stolen. The thief experiences the cost of their action. The thief learns the consequence. Third, restitution maintains community. The victim is restored within the community. The thief repays within the community. The bonds that were broken by the theft are repaired. Fourth, restitution honors God's design. God has entrusted things to people. When someone steals, they violate that trust. Restitution is the way of restoring that trust. Restitution is the way of saying, "What God has entrusted to you, I will restore. I will repair the breach of trust I have created." What would it look like if modern justice systems focused more on restitution and restoration rather than purely on punishment? It would mean that when someone commits theft, the focus would be on how to restore the victim, not just on how to punish the offender. It would mean that restitution would be a key part of sentencing. Judges would ask, "What does the victim need to be restored? How can the offender work to make the victim whole?" It would mean that some offenders would be given the opportunity to work and make restitution rather than being imprisoned at great cost to society. It would mean that victims would see their losses repaired by the offenders themselves, not by insurance companies or the government. It would mean that offenders would understand the real consequences of their actions. Not abstract punishment, but concrete responsibility to repair harm. This is not soft on crime. This is actually more demanding. This requires that offenders take responsibility. This requires that they work to repair what they have broken. This requires that they face the person they have harmed and make it right. The Old Testament law about restitution also opens space for forgiveness. Once restitution has been made, the debt is paid. The victim has been restored. The thief has paid the price. Forgiveness becomes possible. This is not the same as the offender getting away with what they did. Restitution has been made. Accountability has happened. But once restitution is complete, the victim can choose to forgive, and the community can move forward. Proverbs speaks to this in Proverbs 11, verse 18.
The wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward.
Those who steal, who deceive, who take what is not theirs, will face consequences. But those consequences, when they take the form of restitution, can lead to restoration. When we practice restitution, when we focus on restoration, when we work to repair what we have broken, we honor the eighth commandment. We restore trust. We heal communities. We create the conditions for genuine justice and genuine peace. Father, help us understand that your justice is about restoration, not just retribution. Help us see the victim when theft occurs and focus on how they can be made whole. Help us require restitution so that offenders take responsibility for the harm they have caused. Help us build justice systems that prioritize restoration. Help us, if we have stolen, to make restitution. Help us restore what we have broken. Help us heal the communities we have harmed. And help us become a people who understand that true justice leads to restoration, reconciliation, and peace. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.